And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin. Rock Cod Rick still in the Great North in Sitka, Alaska. But, we have a great show for you today. You want to talk calico bass. You want to talk yellowtails. You want to talk some inshore fish that actually bite. We're going to talk with Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double here from Point Loma Sport Fishing. It's going to be a lot of fun talking fishing here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bite. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And
the calico geeks are just going at it here. I mean, Corey and Fred have just been nonstop calicoing out here, man. It's like, this is like a old home week for you, right?
Well, it's just to share the same passion and love for the inshore.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, it's inshore time, right, Fred?
It is. It always is. But it's pretty interesting right now, that's for sure.
Yeah, so tell us about it.
Well, it seems like every year it's either we're either focused on calicos or sand bass, and last year was sand bass dominant, and this year it's looking like a calico bass year.
That's so cool.
And it always starts in the shallows. We catch the fish in, 35 to 40, 60 feet, and it's been good, and now the fish is starting to move out. It's starting to move out to the outer edges a little bit.
Now, why does it do that?
I think it's a function of spawning. And the water warms. As the water warms up, the fish become more active. Their metabolism speeds up, and it's time to spawn, and it's time to eat, and it's time to become active. So they're moving out. They're covering more ground. They sit deep in the kelp when the water's cold, it seems like. And now they're active. They're active, and they're on the move, and they're feeding. And the kelp beds always change. We have such a fabulous kelp bed off Point Loma, And it's always changing, and it's growing
every
out.
Every year it's different, right?
Yeah, every year it's different. You know, the pasture is different, and it's time to go out and start harvesting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as it changes, you know, rocks get uncovered. It's like, oh, wow, I haven't fished this one in a long time. Some of them you'll get the kelp growing right out to a rock, and that's a great scenario where dropper loops, you know, will work for not only bass but sheephead and rockfish. And it's just, it's always changing. So,
yeah.
So if I sound a little excited, it's because I have not done quite as much exploring this year yet as I want to. And I'm looking forward to the season. It seems like we're kind of off to a late start. Generally by this time of the year, I've got more trips under my belt, but, you know, I'm excited to be out there.
And yeah. It's kind of a late start, but by water temperatures, it's kind of in line. I mean, the water temps are like perfect, and maybe for middle of June, you would typically see 2 to 3 degrees warmer, right? You know,
we've been looking at 68 to 70.
Yeah, I mean,
no kidding.
Oh no, it's good.
Sweet.
It's
really
good conditions.
Wow.
Maybe I'm just antsy. Maybe
right? Yeah. Well, but you know, typically a lot of times that kind of stuff starts to happen in late May, right? And May was cold, right? I mean, there was that one drop in temperature. I remember going out to the point, and it was like in the mid 50s at one point in May, which just doesn't happen, right? Rolled over.
Probably earlier May.
Yeah, earlier May.
Think.
Yeah. But it recovered quick, you know.
Yeah,
and,
it came back like the next week.
Yeah, Fred's kind of going, what are you talking
right?
about? Well, I wasn't out where you were. I wasn't sure, right?
I already put that part out of my mind.
Yeah, you're like out of here. Yeah, yeah. But now is the time where it's really, really good.
Yeah.
This is the time when it starts to happen.
And I want to fish.
Yeah. Right? And to see that calico on the outer edge, 60 feet of water, 70, you know, in that where that kelp's grown in that outer part, meeting the bull kelp in that zone. And it's beautiful to see the bait. And I think that stuff gangs up on the outside not only to spawn, but it's kind of when the water gets warmer, that's where the chovy or sardine or whatever is getting chased in by possibly yellows or barracuda.
Yeah, they want to ambush close to the edges, the deeper water, and that's where they want to ambush. And like you say, bait getting pushed in, and they're active. And you know, the deeper the stringer kelp, the deeper the canopy gets, or the closer the canopy gets to the deeper water, the more interesting it gets.
That's
the scenario we're seeing now. And
yeah,
it's not. And then, of course, like you mentioned, it's not just the bass, but, you know, now hopefully there's barracuda and yellowtail and bonita in the mix as well.
And there's a sign of the barracuda not far, really, from the actual point, right?
I've been noticing it in different counts. I mean, it's at the Coronados a little bit. It seems like I've seen some numbers up north. And I don't know, there's a 2-day trip, I think, out of the other bay that had a fair amount mixed in. So
from down below?
Yeah, I think they're down below on a 2-day trip.
Interesting.
Or, I don't know. It could have been
from Sacramento.
Yeah.
Now, your partner, Steve Peterson, on the Mission Bell, has been out there down to Coronado Islands. You mentioned the Coronado Islands. That's been coming on fire here, huh?
Yes. I mean, I wish we had a steady run going to the Coronados. But, you know, everybody wants to catch the fish of a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, and I get it. It's high risk, it's high reward, but to catch a fish that weighs more than you do,
yeah,
I mean that's a bucket list item,
right? Sure. On a full day trip, are you kidding me?
You know, they talk about Steve compares it to being able to fish Clarion Island for 5 hours. I mean, you're big gear, big tackle, big fish of a lifetime, and you know you're out there and you stand a chance, and you know it's pretty amazing. I don't remember anything like this in my lifetime as what we've seen in the last few years as far as the ability to land, you know, big fish, you know, 200-pound fish on that short a trip.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And the bluefin that was around, like, kind of before my era, a few years before my era, where there was actually small bluefin, like on the drop off on the at the point here and stuff. But those were like the 12 to 18 pounders, you know, right? Am I right?
Yes.
Like the stuff that would get at the Coronado Islands on the inside, you know, and to see that we actually have that kind of fish, but in that, like you said, like as big as the angler is, 100 to 200 pounders, you know,
it's
pretty darn amazing.
It's pretty neat what our fishery has turned into with the bluefin. And, you know, everybody hates regulations and hates the fisheries management, but boy, oh boy, they've done marvelous things for us by limiting the take of bluefin tuna with nets.
Yes.
And, you know,
And the sport angler had to take some of the hit, too. So there.
Yeah, but
it works both ways. I mean,
But it's fine. I mean, how much do you need? I mean, how many 100-pound fish do you need to have a successful day?
One for me.
Yeah.
How about you?
I tell you what, we'll give you twice as many. We'll give you two.
Yeah. Right? And if the three of us were out on our own boat and out fishing for the day, and we had a 100-pounder between the three of us,
honestly,
what else would we need?
Absolutely.
So it's like you said, the management, we probably didn't like in the beginning, right?
Well, it never bothered me, but what the Saners used to do, because those guys never made any money with those fish. They made nickels and dimes, but that resource was so precious. The analogy I make, it's like mining gold but getting paid for lead. Those guys would sell those things and they would make nickels and dimes.
Right.
But they're mining gold and selling it for lead.
Yeah.
And now
that's a good analogy.
Now that fish, it's so valuable.
Yeah.
It's so valuable to us. It's so valuable when it's caught right. There's a lot of small little independent commercial guys that catch them one at a time, and that product's worth a lot of money.
Oh yeah,
and it should be respected like that, not wrapped up and thrown in a hole. And
absolutely, yeah. No, that's a good point.
So it's changed the face of our fishery. It's helped us enormously. It's respected the resource,
right?
And we sure could use some albacore.
Yeah. Wow. You brought it up.
Right? Whoa. The A word. Yeah.
So speaking of gold, calico bass gold. I mean, calico bass this time of the year, you get those spawning colors in them. I mean, they are just so
beautiful.
Amazing. Are you seeing that right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're lit up.
Yeah.
They're not super ripe to where they're spilling as they come over the rail.
Maybe next month.
Not yet. But they're... They're there.
You think the next moon?
Oh, I don't know.
It'd be a few weeks away.
It's kind of personal. I don't like looking that closely at
it. Right? So, Everingham Brothers doing a great job, as always, with bait. Are you fishing anchovies, sardine? What do you got?
We are. It's like...
Sardine?
I sent out one text to my buddy John. And,
John Pratt? Awesome guy.
The
three of us didn't work together, but I worked with John for...
John's with Everingham Brothers?
Yeah. He's been with him for...
Sport boats first.
Okay, right.
On the Mascot 6 and the Daily
Finalista.
Noble. Yeah.
Yeah, but so he, I mean, he's worked with Everingham for 35 years, I'm guessing, somewhere in that realm, 30 plus years. And, and still works there and runs a boat. He's probably the senior guy at this point, I think.
Yeah, he is.
How does having Chovy change the game?
It makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
It's, you know, as you're chumming it, things activate.
Yeah.
It's
much faster.
Yeah, it's easier for the average person to get a bite and hook a fish on an anchovy, where sardines, you know, you so limit the amount of fish you can catch. And, you know, it takes a big fish to eat a big bait.
Yeah. Right.
And it just, for your average group of half-day anglers, it's all the difference in the world. It makes it so much easier. Not to say it can't be done. You know, we've made plenty of good catches with sardines, but it seems like they have stayed on top of it. Once we've got our first, hey, we really need this, they've had bait, and it seems like they only have to make it once a week. And a couple, three times now they've gone out and they've kept ahead of it.
It's a lot of anchovy in the water right now.
Yeah.
It's all over.
There's a lot of sardine around, too. I've seen a lot of sardines.
It's good.
Yeah, it is.
The ocean's healthy.
Yeah, There's fish in the ocean.
There's fish in the ocean. Amazing.
But that anchovy adds just a magical... Like, the reason that anchovy is around is because of the nutrients and what is... It brings a biomass with it. Like the anchovy is part of the biomass that brings the healthiest part of the ocean. A little chilly, but yet warm enough. You add the warm water, then you add the barracuda and the yellow. Bass start flipping around. But when you have that anchovy, the chum, like you were talking about, when you have sardine, it's a little bit different. Like you look at a 16-inch calico, one sardine would fill its gullet.
Well, not only that, but as you're chumming sardines, it'll be 100 yards away from the boat.
Shortly.
Whereas you chum anchovies, it tends to swim down. Something we saw last year that just... We had fish last year in more structure areas than I remember in quite a while. And I remember sitting on this one spot, and we're chumming, and after like 15, 20 minutes, it really started getting lively. And included in 90 feet of water, a lingcod came up, and it spit out 3 anchovies.
Wow.
So wrap your mind around chumming anchovies in 90 feet of water and having enough of those anchovies swim down to where a lingcod ate 3 of them.
Because you could almost...
Because that's what anchovies do. They go down.
Versus sardine stays more on the surface and out. Just
away. Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah.
Where anchovies swim down and underneath the boat, and now you got this bait that's underneath the boat and it's found its way down the bottom and filled the water column. Sardine goes shooting out there, bye-bye. Anchovies fill the water column under the boat.
Under the boat, yeah.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Lots to talk about with Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double.
And we are going to have a fun time for sure. And if you want to join us, I mean, we've got the next 2 hours on this beautiful Father's Day. And if you want to join us, 213-432-1090. That's the number to call us here, or shoot us a text. Maybe you have a text for Fred on this Calico
Father's
Bass
Day.
This Father's Day is beautiful, but you can only do that text via the app. Make sure you leave your name and your telephone number, because at the end of the show, we're going to flip the coin, and between the caller and the texter, one of you is going to win
a trip for two on the Daily Double.
All right.
How's that, Fred?
Come on.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fred wants a fish, so he's going to take you fishing here. You and a friend are going to go aboard the Daily Double from Point Loma Sports.
So, again, the telephone number, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app. We're going to be right back. More from Fred Huber on the Daily Double when we return on the Let's Talk or Kebab, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. waters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKDNA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
To find dealer locations and to find everything an angler needs, visit ATFCO.com.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on this wonderful Father's Day. And I'd like to give Rick Vax a huge shout out for his first Father's Day.
Rock Hard Rick.
Right?
His very first Father's Day. He and Dallas is still up in Sitka.
And Wyatt.
Yeah, they took Wyatt on his first trip to Alaska. I'm sure it won't be the last to Alaska for sure.
And you know what's cool is, like, Rick spent so many years as a kid, a child, whatever, in Alaska with his dad, and with the passing of his dad a couple years ago, now is carrying on the legacy with his son, right?
Yeah, it's
for first Father's Day.
Yeah, so happy Father's Day, Rockhard Rick. And I hope you're listening and enjoying your stay with your son up there in Sitka. And
pretty special.
Rockhard Rick will be back next Saturday with you here in the studio. I'll actually be in Montana, but you're going to be here with Paul Hebert and Dave Marciano from the Wicked Tuna Guys.
Can you imagine?
Next Saturday, the two of you. Oh my goodness!
You better have the bleep button ready.
And Harold Davis will be here too to coach along.
He's the referee.
He's the transport.
The referee.
Yeah, yeah.
The driver and the referee.
Yeah, he's going to be bringing them in.
Yeah.
So you had a great text, a carryover from yesterday, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's one of those rare occasions where you bring a text in from the show before, but I had to because it's. You know, with the real week and the friends of Rollo and that whole mention right there, and it comes from Kevin, and Kevin says, I'm a retired park and recreation supervisor, and every summer we would work with Seaforth and charter a handful of boats and take kids out for the first time. And he says, as you mentioned, not only did it get kids out on the water for the first time, but also brought together kids from different parts of the city together and allowed them to meet kids from other communities. And he says, keep up the awesome work. And
that's great.
It kind of
very nice. Very nice.
It is, and it kind of just resonates as far as what really happens.
Yeah.
You know, kind of the unseen thing, but the cool thing.
Absolutely. And speaking of real work, and yesterday and Captain Rollins could see, thank you to all our listeners that have already participated. Yesterday was the biggest, most successful day ever. Like over 800 of the 1,500
crazy
available tickets were sold.
So there's still some available.
1,500 tickets available. Over 800 were sold yesterday.
Wow,
like thousands and thousands of dollars were raised to take kids fishing yesterday. So the deal still goes, all right?
Yeah.
Through Wednesday, you buy four, you get one free. So $100, you get five tickets. And then you also get entered into two different drawings for a $1,000 gift card to Turner's Outdoorsman.
Just crazy.
Yeah, so you want to get on it. I'll bet Tim's on his phone this morning, 909-223-9631. 909-223-9631. That's Tim Baker's number. He'll call you back. Leave a message. He'll call you back. Or just go to tim@rollokids.org. tim@rollokids.org. Send him an email or call him at 909-223-9631. Don't forget, it goes through Wednesday. I guarantee you all those tickets will be sold before then.
And
so
what
you
a
better
cool
get
thing.
On it.
I mean, there's 25 reels, Fred. It's so crazy. There's 25 reels they're going to carry for 25 weeks. So your ticket carries you that entire time, and you have a chance to win $1,000, one of $2,000
pretty good,
shopping sprees
pretty good odds
at Turner's Outdoorsman.
Pretty
so
good
kinda,
odds.
Kind of crazy.
For all that,
right?
For sure.
That's worth the buy-in.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely worth the buy-in, for sure. And speaking of great fundraisers, I want to congratulate the San Diego chapter of CC of California yesterday for a tremendously successful event last night at the Portuguese Hall. Corey and I were both there, and so many great people were there. We're just so honored to see the Bob and Ann Fletcher get honored for the Anthony Shea Conservation Award last night. It was so cool. Bob's whole family was there, and Rob, his son, did such a moving tribute.
Very moving, And that, I mean, listening to Bill Shedd talk.
And Shedd was amazing as always.
Ken Franke. And
Louis Zim. Louis Zim.
The one and
there.
Only.
Yeah, and it was such a cool thing to see how touched everybody was.
Hey, and if Robert Fletcher, son of Bob Fletcher Dart, didn't bring you to tears with him tearing up.
Yeah.
You don't
brought me to tears.
You don't have a heart.
Yeah, for sure. So
it was cool.
And I want to thank all of our Let's Talk Hook Up listeners that are such dedicated
volunteers
at there. Don in Woodland Hills came all the way down from Woodland Hills to help out, and he and his wife made all the desserts, which was really cool.
I wish it was so busy. I didn't have a chance to enjoy the dessert.
Dave and Poway was there. Yeah. Arnie and Vista, of course, is a regular there. And I mean, I'm missing so many different volunteers. David, the head of the chapter, was there, and great to see a lot of Let's Talk Hookup listeners. And thank you all for the tremendous support. And it was great to see some of the industry people there. Captain Ken Franke, of course, and his whole staff were there from the SAC office and such to honor Bob Fletcher and his past wife, Ann, for all the great work that they did for the sport fishing fleet like Fred, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're heavy hitters. They mean so much to us. I don't know where we would be without them.
Oh, for sure.
They keep the wheels turning.
Oh, it's even beyond that.
Yeah.
The transmissions, the engines, and the wheels.
Yeah. Everything. Yeah. And what's so cool, too, is great. It's great to see Dart. He and I and a group are going to Queen Charlotte Safaris in August, and he is so excited. Dart's going. He hasn't been able, you know, he's been had a little physical things going on lately, and that's his big trip. Is I was talking to his son Rob about the trip, and he was just like, my dad is so excited about going fishing with you.
Lather.
Queen Charlotte Safaris in August. Yeah. So, hey, Pori, the phones are packed. They want to talk to Fred. Let's jump into it.
How about Sean? Sean Cole from Lomita. Appreciate you joining us this morning. Let's Talk Hookup, Sean.
Hey, thanks a lot. You guys beat me to it. Happy Father's Day to Rock Hot up there in Sitka and you two, Dallas, with little baby Wyatt. I just want to shout out too. And Fred, the Daily Double just reminds me of my early days in fishing saltwater. Up here in the L.A. area, I fished mainly Redondo Beach and San Pedro and Long Beach with all my local fishing for the three Bs, the bass, bonita, and barracuda. Now, it's interesting. I noticed that the barracuda seemed to show up first up around the Channel Islands up around Santa Barbara. Then they kind of worked their way down. That's kind of odd, I feel. And my question also, could you touch on, I have two kids, a girl that's 8 and a boy that's turning 11, and we want to do some local fishing. What's an easiest rig to set up for fishing for the three Bs and some local fishing up here? And how would you hook the anchovies? Do you still gill hook an anchovy like with a quarter ounce weight, or when do you have to go to nose hooking?
As soon as I put a sinker on, I nose hook. If I'm gonna,
sideways to the nose on the anchovy,
bottom jaw up into the nose.
Bottom jaw up into the nose.
Is what I've kind of gotten to.
Okay, different than a sardine.
Yeah, different than a sardine. I don't go across the nose on an anchovy. I in the mouth from the bottom jaw up into the nose more often than not. Yeah, Sean, as soon as I add a sinker, I get away from collar hooking. The only time I collar hook a bait is if it's a straight fly line.
Okay.
And as far as, you know, what we do on the boats more often than not is dropper loops. And, you know, if there's Bonita and Barracuda that you're wanting to target, line up on the sinker. You know, our tackle shop with our rentals, they put out mostly 3 and 4 ounce sinkers for the dropper loops. But if you want to sink slower, go to a one ounce torpedo.
Okay. One to three ounces on the dropper loop.
Well, you know, again, it always depends on current and conditions and what you're seeing. You know, there's times you want to shoot it straight down. But then, you know, Sean, you talk about one to focus on the three Bs, a sliding sinker, you know, a half ounce slider, 3/4 ounce slider, a 1 ounce slider.
So you go through the water column a little bit slower, but taking it down.
Yes. So
I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a straight fly line for the three Bs if they're up on the surface and romping around, but that's not for kids. You know, you talk about your 8-year-old and 11-year-old. If they're focused and they're really seeing it and they're feeling for a bite on the way down, go with the sliding sinker. If their attention level is short, sinker them up and drop them down. And that's something, Dad, that you need to have a finger on the pulse of what they're doing, where they're at, what level are they at.
Sometimes just getting a bite, even if it is a smaller fish off the bottom or a rockfish or whatever, might just be as happy as a fish boiling up on the surface for you or I, you know?
Well, when you're fishing a bait on the sink, knowing when that bait's been bit, knowing when that bait's been grabbed, feeling the extra tension, sometimes it's really subtle, especially bass. Bass will sit on a bait. A bass will have a bait in its mouth, and the sinker will still be falling down, and you're letting line out, or, you know, the reality of it is like your
bait. The fish has had it for 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's sitting in the fish's mouth, and, yeah, you're feeling the sinker drop, but the reality of it is, it's like you have a fish on. Now, if a kid picks up on that and realizes when he's bit at that age, that's magic. That's magic. That's when you get the kid hooked on fishing.
That's cool.
That's the drug I peddle.
Right? And you can count me in on that one.
Yes.
Hey, Fred. How do you explain how you tie the dropper loop? Are you tying just a double line and then cutting one end, or how are you doing the dropper loop?
Like some guys do the reverse dropper loop, so they have the, you know, kind of the sinker on the short line, but yet the bait on the you know, 24 inch.
So what we refer to as a reverse dropper is when we hang the sinker on the loop and the hook's on the end.
Okay.
That's good in the flats out away from the kelp. But when we're fishing the kelp, the hook ends up on the loop.
On the loop.
And the sinker on the bottom. And what happens at that point, when you're coming in, if you hook the kelp with that hook on top, if you give it slack, the sinker falling will knock the hook out of the kelp and you can clear it.
Okay.
A lot of the time.
Okay.
But it's
so a pretty standard dropper loop then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nothing too fancy with it. We
double line to the hook, but you're tying the hook on, right?
No, just on the loop. You know, the loop goes through the eye and then around the
hook
and back.
All right.
Yeah.
So you don't need to tie it.
No, don't tie it.
Okay.
And it's easier for tangles to be able to take the hook off.
Gotcha.
And it's simple. People start tying them on. It's like, okay, well, there's an extra knot.
Yeah.
Right. Do you really need an extra knot?
Not for calico bass. No. What if you hook a yellow?
What changes?
It works, huh? It still works?
Yeah.
The one thing, if we're targeting yellows, if we're targeting bigger fish instead of a dropper loop, then we'll go to the spider hitch. Is that...
Yeah,
because it's a better knot for fighting big fish, and the downside to it is working tangles with it. It's awful.
Yeah,
because
things are hanging up on it.
No, the knot sticks out at a 90-degree angle.
Right.
Where on a dropper loop, it's more in line.
It actually is pretty rigid when you have the hook. Like you're saying, you take the loop. I know we're losing people. Probably hard to describe on a radio show, right?
Right.
But when you take the dropper loop and you put the hook
on without tying, it's actually a rigid deal off the main line as a dropper loop, and it's easy to untangle.
Yes,
what you're mentioning.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. So that's a good one for Sean.
Hey, John Christian from Point Loma Seafood is sweetening the pot today.
Okay.
He's adding a $50 gift card to Point Loma Seafoods.
What?
Right. So you can go have lunch or dinner at Point Loma Seafoods. They're open until 7 p.m. now, so you can go have dinner too after.
Wait,
after
John's giving me a $50.
Right. He's giving one of the listeners either a texter or a caller. I mean, maybe Fred, if you ask him,
right?
He might do that too. But to go have lunch or dinner at Point Loma Seafoods when you go get before you get on the Daily Double or after you get off the Daily Double.
I'm happy to pay my way over.
Hey, what's your favorite stuff from Point Loma Seafoods?
I hang up on the fish taquitos.
Really?
It's such a great concept. I've done it at home a little bit. I've always held their smoked fish, and their ceviche is okay. That's the benchmark. I want to be able to do mine as good as theirs.
Yeah.
I've gotten there, but it's taken a lot of work.
Sounds delicious.
Good
stuff. Yeah, for sure.
Well, hey, let's find out what's biting down in the Baja. Mr. John Ireland's calling us from Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Corey. Fred.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Yeah. Well, the water temp, it's interesting. You know, the water temp has been cool for this time of year, throughout the year, and holds. It's about the same temp as last week, 79 to 82 degrees, and real mixed, you know. And that's affecting the fish. And actually, that's all that said, the fishing's been good this week. It's improved over the last month markedly, a lot better fishing. We finally got the yellowfin are coming in quite a bit closer. They're under the porpoise, under pods of porpoise, and they're about 20 to 30 miles off of the lighthouse. And no real size. You know, there's a few 40 pounds. Most of them are football size, 5 to 10 pounders. But everyone's limiting a real consistent bite and a lot of action outside. So the boats that are rolling out there are definitely picking up fish. So that's the good news. We haven't seen many yellowfin this year, so it's nice to see them come in and close enough. They've been outside for the last month, gosh, 40, 50, 60 miles off, you know, way out there. But now they're reachable, and we're on them, and so that's the good news for the yellowfin. Strike marlin, it's loads them around on all the banks, you know, normal stuff, 2 to 8 miles offshore on most of the drop-offs, lots and lots of stripers, a few sails mixed in, and one or two blues released this week as well. And they're all taking ballyhoo. They love the ballyhoo slow troll, and most of the boats that are targeting are releasing at least one fish and a lot of multiple releases for the boat. So that's good news. The rooster fish bite has picked up as well. Some big guys. We're seeing some larger fish now to 60 pounds being released inshore. You know, it's interesting that the very best spot is off of La Capilla there, just north of the ranch. Between there and Rancho Buena Vista, the old Rancho Buena Vista Hotel. Real active, lots of rooster fish up and down there, and they're taking Ballyhoo and Caballitos, the bigger ones are, and quite a few of those, a real, real good and improved rooster fish bite as well. We're seeing a few Dorado come in, some smaller Dorado, but then it seems like every day one big bull comes in. They're mixed with the striped marlin, and they're taking the Ballyhoo as well, so they're just in the mix when you're out there for the marlin. But some nice-sized bulls. We had a couple in the 40-pound range, one buttoned up against 50. So those are nice ones. And inshore, of course, Pompano Pargo, Sierra Grouper, and some nice amberjack are coming in off the bottom. So fishing's picking up, but week by week it's getting better. It's been a different year with the squatter, though, I'm telling you. Cooler than normal.
Yeah, for sure, John. And, of course, great time of year to come down to Rancho Leonero. If somebody wants to do that, how do we get a hold of you?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that very much. And talk to you next Sunday.
Sure will, Pedro. Thanks, amigo.
All right.
See you later.
Backing that up right now, the cast man, Richard Castaneda, a day late because he was traveling yesterday, and he's going to finish up on that Baja report. Morning, cast man.
Cast man.
Hey, good morning, Pedro, and happy Father's Day to all the fine fathers that are out there in this wonderful day that we get all these accolades for being such a great father.
That's right. Yeah, and you deserve many with those four girls you have there, cast man.
Yeah. Exactly, exactly. Anyway, Pete, yeah, I was traveling from Oregon back to SoCal yesterday, so I didn't get a chance to call in. But Loretto continues to be some really good fishing. I had a client down there just got back and was raving about the yellowtail and cabrilla fishing. And said they just nailed them. And here we are in the summer, and these yellowtail are still providing some lots of action down there. And there was some. Send me some pictures of some pretty chunky yellowtail. I couldn't tell, but they looked like they were going 30 plus. And of course, the cabrilla looked, that 8 to 12 pound range. So some nice sized cabrilla. Deli Talamanta says that the Dorados still are kind of a ways offshore, but they are scratching a few. I would imagine by next month, those Dorados should be a pretty solid, along with catches of striped marlin and sailfish. Moving down to San Jose del Cabo there, Baja Bob Lewis there from La Playita sent me a report that the banks up there, the Island, the San Luis, the Vinorama area there are producing some tuna. They're getting some tuna up to occasional 70, 80 pounder. The most are in that 15 to 30, 35 pound range, taking on live sardinas and, of course, the cut squid. Also, there's been a pretty good Dorado bite going on down there, but the bigger bulls coming in now, and the big females. So it's that time of year when those big bulls of females come in there. And of course, the rooster fish along the beaches. And, of course, if you want to strike marlin, you got to get out a little bit further out. But the guys that are targeting marlin are getting a strike marlin. But anyway, that's the report for this week. I'm heading down to Bay of L.A. Thursday with my fishing buddies Joe and Mike. And hopefully we have the same results we did last year, last June, on those yellowtail and cabrilla that we just nailed big time down there. So I'm looking forward to that trip. But I know it's going to be hot, but what the heck.
It sounds like you guys, that's a fun group to go with. Are you back for your report next Saturday?
No, I won't be back until Tuesday.
All right. So we'll have to wait a couple of weeks before we get your report.
Yes, sir.
All right, Cass. If somebody wants to go in the meantime to Cass Tours, go anywhere that Cass Tours can send you, which is a lot of places, how do we find you?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casstours.com. And if I have a signal down there on Saturday, I'll call you. If not, it'll be the following week.
That's great, Cass. Appreciate the report. Have a great trip and have fun. Good luck. Hey, great text here from our buddy Gary White, the Iron Man himself. He says, I am an older angler. When I move, I want to check my gear and get ready for the next spot. I look for a place to sit down. What's the seating arrangements on the daily double for older anglers like Gary?
It's pretty good. You know, our engine hatch tackle rack area, you can seat there.
Super friendly, actually.
Yeah.
If you can get a spot next to Lance with you, even better, right?
Yeah, Lance is with us all the time, and he finds a spot. It's an easy boat to get on and off of.
It's low to the water.
Very low to the water, but then, at the bulwarks, it comes out. So wheelchairs and, the step on, you don't have to step over something to get onto the boat.
So you do accommodate people in wheelchairs, too?
Yes.
Oh, great.
We have a couple charters a year that are handicapped veterans. And,
nice.
How many wheelchairs do you have coming to, this trip? And, the boat's a very nice platform.
Oh,
disability friendly.
Very ADA friendly.
Yeah. So plenty of places for senior anglers to sit.
Yes, and especially as we limit the number of people we have on board.
Yeah, what's your limit now?
We're 29.
29 people on the daily
double. Pretty comfortable.
Wow.
That's
pretty
comfortable.
What, back in the day, how many?
Oh, we're licensed for 70. The United States Coast Guard says we'll have 70 people on there.
Yeah.
And
you only take 29.
The smart businessman we were, we said, yeah.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of, my youth fishing the Fisherman 3 and the Daily Double. And it's back when does Tom still come around and run the boat? I've seen him down to Tom. I forget his last name.
Tom Mooney is running my boat this morning.
Wait, who ran it?
Tom Muehlman.
Muehlman.
Yeah,
that's Muehlman. Who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, from and we're talking back 35 years ago, you know.
So
close to 40.
His son, Matthew, is a regular crew member.
Really?
My son, Philip.
Yeah.
So this past week.
How old is Philip now?
Philip's 24.
Oh, wow.
Matt's the same age. You're 25. Yeah. So I had Tom's son and my son is my deckhand.
Come on.
Wow. Yeah.
That's
cool. How cool is that?
Yeah, it's so neat when, you know, the next generation is hands-on and in there. And, what a blessing, you know. Let me talk really about it on Father's Day, to watch your kids come up behind you. And, you know, they're
doing
both
a good job.
They're both fishing. Yeah. And they're good kids. They're so good with the customers. And they understand
that. Look where they learn from. Come on.
It's not about me. It's about them.
Yeah,
and,
it's cool.
And it's so neat to get to witness that
that's
see
awesome.
The next
awesome.
Generation come through.
Well, hey, listen, we've had some great stories, Father's Day, and we're going to be right back.
Lots
we're going to have more of it, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. When we return on the Let's Talk Cook Baptist at Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
This is Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I and the rest of Team Searcher would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support. Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, great food, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and a fantastic crew. If you're looking for an affordable fishing adventure, a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime, our 2022 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia or Aaron at 619-226-2403.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. It's been a busy morning, fun stories. Ooh. Happy Father's Day. We are going to jump into the Fish Report, sponsored by Summit Gasoline. Get the lowest price on your gas and possible for your car, truck, or trailer boat. Only at Summit Gasoline, the San Diego Sports Arena. Get California fishing licenses 24 hours a day. So if you're going out super early in the morning, not only can you get your gas, but you can get your fishing licenses. Discount bait certificates,
everything,
right?
Too. Oh, yeah.
Bait certificates, soda snacks, and the craziest one of them all, Fred. Purchase 35 gallons of gas, and you've got 100 pounds of ice coming your way.
For free.
100 pounds of ice for free when you purchase 35 gallons. Only at the San Diego Sports Arena. Summit Gasoline is your choice right there. It's super easy. Right in between.
Great.
Whether you're going to Shelter Island or you're going to Mission Bay, it's not
it's
out of your way.
Gasoline. Great people, and they're really supportive of the fishing community.
Say hello to Martha.
Martha's great. She's the manager and all the great people there. Hey, let's start with Captain Brian Willie, Dana Wharf Sportfish. Good morning, Brian.
Sure is a few
bass
flopping
around.
Hey, good
morning, guys. How are you all this morning?
Hey, we're doing great. Yeah, catching some bass?
Awesome. Gosh, hey, well, it finally happened. 70-degree water up here.
Woo!
We finally saw it. So, it's, yeah. You know, it just seemed like a couple weeks ago we were fishing 55-degree water. So, it's nice to see this stuff kind of come to where it needs to be. And, man, those days with the sunshine, that bass fishing has been really fun. Our live bait this week has been both anchovy and sardine, so it's just played perfectly into our whole bass fishing thing. This half-day action has just been great with plenty of opportunities to catch some really nice fish. Some days the deep reef spots, like out 8 to 10 fathoms, have been biting, and other days it's been all about the shallow stuff, like 2 to 3 fathoms. So, but just about any good stretch of hard bottom or little line of kelp has been biting. You know, one little dipper of anchovy, you know, brailed along the edge of the kelp, and that stuff's just up and all over it. So it's been really fun fishing on the artificial lures as well, the rubber lures, the hard jerk baits. It's all been catching fish. The three-quarter day, you know, we're seeing the same bass action down there off North County, you know, Camp Pendleton area. Good, clean water with some nice current has that fish up and active in that zone as well. We're seeing some sea bass down there, too. You know, we had a few fish in our accounts this week. The Dana Pride had a couple of fish, a 30 and a 40-pounder on Thursday. Yeah. And we had one on the Sump Fun yesterday. It was about 25 pounds. So this fish is in and around some of those zones down there. Yeah, so, you know, we've seen a few swimming around the back of the boat. There's also been some small firecracker yellowtail in the chum as well. We had a small little 5-pounder yesterday on the Sump Fun. So just seeing some of that yellowtail swimming through the clouds of bass that are gathered up behind the boat has been really a nice sight to see, too. And if that isn't enough, yeah, it's just been great. And the Fury over at San Clemente Island, they've had a great week over there, too. On Wednesday, they had a good hit on the yellows. Captain Rick Osberg came out of retirement for a trip to run the boat there. And, you know, he's had to show the boys he still had it. They had a nice hit on some yellowtail. They had, I think, 15 fish, and that stuff was like 15 to 25 pounds.
Whew.
So he did also say, yeah, there's some nice schools of that fish, too. And he said they went through a lot of fish to get that 15 on board the boat. But along with that yellowtail, there's been some great bass fishing, some nice shots at San Benito, and still the occasional sea bass on the squid in their mornings over there, too. He did also say the sea lions have been, you know, a tricky element. So having and fishing the heavy line, yeah, not just having it, but actually using it and fishing it has been really helpful, too. So just a solid week across the board, you know, on the coast, at the island, just good stuff. And with this good weather, we're hoping that, you know, we keep rolling through another week. So
summertime
reservations,
here.
Totally is here. And with that, you know, mandatory, you need a reservation or you're not going to come fishing. So call the office, 949-496-5794, or you can link us there through the Let's Talk Hookup page or visit danawharf.com and you can book online from there.
Yes, yeah, great.
Perfectly put.
And it was great to see the boss, Donna, at the Bob Fletcher CCA event last night. It was nice to see Donna coming to honor Bob Fletcher, who's done a lot of course.
Absolutely,
for
yeah. She sent me a picture this morning. She said it was phenomenal. So
yeah,
I'm
was.
Glad to hear that. That was
really
great.
A great event. Yeah, for sure. Hey, tell her thank you for coming down and supporting that event when you see her. And thank you, Captain Brian Willie, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Happy Father's Day to everybody, and we will talk to you then.
Same with you. All right.
And as we carry on, Rosie?
Captain Rosie Flowers.
Yeah.
Yes. Sadro Sport Fishing.
Hey.
We just promoted you to captain.
Right? RH is
there
better.
Ain't it great? Ain't it great? Well, happy Father's Day to everybody out there. Hey, this last trip that went down on Wednesday, it kind of started off with a little bit of scratch fishing down there. But true Cedros fashion, it kind of clicked back in. And on Friday, they got, you know, a bunch of yellowtail, smaller variety, kind of around the 15 to 20 pound range. And then yesterday, someone flipped a switch, and in came the biggins again. Everyone got limits of yellowtail 30 to 40 pound range, which is just huge. It's just unbelievable seeing those fish come over the rail, the largest being 45 pounds. So, and you know what? Not only were they catching them on surface iron, but they were slow trolling mackerel. I mean, they were trying everything the first couple of days, and but then, you know, yesterday everything was working again. So it's always nice when the switch gets turned back on. Calico bass is still biting, whether it be swim baits or even surface iron. So everything is working down there again. We've got some great weather coming up next week down at Cedros. Even with that little bit of a weather coming up, we are still looking really good. Wind has died down. We got trips that are open. I have 3 spots on my trip open. So if anyone's looking for spots, definitely give us a call. We've got the new lodge is opening next week, and we still have spots available towards the mid to end of the season at the new lodge, too. So if anyone's looking to go to Cedros, give me a buzz at 619-772-7570. Let's get you down there. Catch some of these big guys.
Yeah, man. That sounds like a lot of fun, Rosie, and all those yellows and – you have me a calico bass. That's all you had to say.
Yeah, no, I know. You know what? And we even had a couple gold spot bass this week, which when the yellowtail kind of clicked off, it seemed like the calico, you know, clicked on. And a couple really nice gold spot bass. And I've had one of those in a fish taco, man. And I have to say, there you go, some of my favorite eating fish.
Yeah, right. And nothing better than being on such a beautiful island in Baja and enjoying a fish taco with a fish you caught right there, then and there, man.
Nothing better.
You're right.
Thanks, Rosie. Always great to hear from you. And, of course, RH and Cedros Sport Fishing, the only place you need to go when you go to Cedros
Island.
Absolutely. Cedros Sport Fishing.
You got it.
Thanks, Rosie, and we'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Have a great day, guys.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back, and let's talk about more with Fred Huer from the Daily Double. All this great stuff on Father's Day when we return on the Let's Talk a Kapath, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in 4 models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.